Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to Stop Night Eating from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott. I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge, and to get the best from this session, please make sure you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down somewhere you won't be interrupted for a while. Now, before you begin to relax nice and deeply, I'm just going to say a little about night eating and how you can break the habit for good. Many people who are trying to lose weight find they can do really well all day, but then sabotage their efforts in the evenings by binge eating. For some people, it's just a case of habitual comfort eating while watching TV, whereas others might wake up repeatedly in the night with an overwhelming urge to eat. Needless to say, it can be enormously frustrating to stay on course to being slimmer and healthier all day, only to habitually ruin your good work at night. I've helped many clients over the years to successfully overcome the night binging pattern, and to do this, I find it's important to look at three areas of your life. Firstly, your emotional well-being. Comfort eating can often be connected to excessive stress, boredom, loneliness, or anxiety, and it's a sign that you're not managing to meet your emotional needs properly. The more you can address the areas of your life that lie behind the emotional eating, whether that means finding healthier ways to relax, or to creatively stimulate yourself, or making changes in the areas of your life that have been causing you stress, the easier it will be to eat healthily and sensibly. Secondly, your biochemistry. You're much more likely to experience food cravings in the evenings if you've eaten too little during the day. I've worked with many people who are trying and failing to lose weight by skipping breakfast and lunch and then wondering why they overate in the evenings. By eating regularly, in healthy amounts of the right kinds of food, you keep your blood sugar levels stable and your appetite more normal. It's also important, of course, to keep yourself hydrated with regular fluid intake. Many nutritionists have also noted a link between food cravings and vitamin and mineral deficiencies. It may be that a craving is your body's way of telling you that you aren't getting appropriate vitamins and minerals, a situation that becomes even more likely if you're on a restrictive diet. Whatever your diet, it's important to aim for a wide variety of foods with lots of fresh vegetables and good sources of protein and healthy fats. Thirdly, the pattern of the habit. A lot of what we do in life, we do on autopilot. Walking down the street, driving a car, chatting to friends. Although all these things involve tremendously complex movements, they've become so automatic to us that we don't notice them. And we can just stroll down the street lost in thought and trust our unconscious skills at walking to keep us on course. In most parts of our lives, this ability to go on autopilot works very well. But sometimes the same mechanism can lead to bad habits, like night binging, that we do without thinking. This is where hypnosis is especially useful, because hypnosis taps into the very same state that your brain goes into to update its instinctive patterns. And using hypnosis to create new, healthier habits for yourself makes the whole process of change so much easier and faster. This session will weave together these three approaches to stopping night eating using powerful hypnotic principles. As you listen to this regularly, imagine how it'll feel to know that you can relax in the evenings, free from any of those old intrusive cravings, and proud of how well you've looked after yourself during the day. Now, as you prepare to drift into a deeply absorbed, relaxed state of consciousness, where your brain can make deep and lasting changes to your habitual patterns of behavior, I'd just like you to close those eyes. And before you relax too deeply, I'd like you to stop for a moment and bring to mind the feeling you get just before you begin that night eating. And it might be a sense of hunger or craving, or it might be a sense of rebellion or feeling like you deserve a treat, or perhaps a sense of restlessness and boredom. But within that feeling is also the beginnings of the trance state, that tendency to just go on autopilot, where you're not even fully conscious of the eating, where you can actually lose track of time and of how much you're eating as you go on autopilot. And that state of going on autopilot, of losing yourself in the night eating trance, is exactly what this session is about learning to change. And you can just spend a few more seconds now noticing that sense of what it's like to be eating without noticing it, to be getting up and going to the kitchen without rationally deciding to, as if your brain has been hijacked by emotions that have become out of control. And all of that pattern has a beginning. Before you ever get up and go to get the food, a beginning in that brain, an initial feeling of craving, perhaps as you're watching TV or reading or on the computer or in bed, whatever your pattern is. And how would it feel to be free of that feeling? To not to have to be bullied around by it anymore. And then I'd like you to take a slow, deep breath. And let the air out slowly and smoothly. And prepare to really relax. And as you allow that body to rest still, and let that breathing become a little slower and deeper, allowing the breath to come more from the stomach than the upper chest, and as the muscles in that body begin to smooth out and soften, the muscles in the face, the muscles of the jaw and neck, a smoothing out and softening as the shoulders drop a little, and you prepare to drift inside and make changes. And as that continues to happen, I'd like you to begin to review in your mind the activities in your life that really bring you comfort and satisfaction. Things you've enjoyed in the past. Things you still enjoy today. And even things you could try in the future. And there's nothing wrong with including food and eating among the activities you enjoy, because food can be a wonderfully satisfying and comforting experience when it's not coupled with a feeling of being out of control. When you really slow down and savor food, when you luxuriate in every bite and pause between each mouthful and give your body time to let you know when it's full. Then you can discover more pleasure in food than that old hurried night eating could ever offer you. But here and now, as you continue to relax, that's it. I'd like you to look beyond just food, to experiences like taking a long shower or a bath, that allows you to indulge in a really sensual experience. You know, the sense of being able to really take time out, to let the heat of the water and the steam melt away any stress, and let you feel so restored. And I don't know what your favorite ways to unwind are. Perhaps you like becoming lost in a book or a movie. Perhaps you like putting on some music or taking a stroll. Maybe going for a massage or doing some exercise. But I'd like you here and now to begin to dwell on comfort and immerse yourself in experiences that you have found relaxing, or that you'd like to experience. And you can just pick one experience right now and immerse yourself in the reality of doing that. An activity that lets you really feel so much better when you've done it. And I wonder how it would feel to try new things, to start to do different things, to deliberately relax yourself, to deliberately explore new options, perhaps to take a new class at the gym or sign up for an evening class to creatively stimulate yourself, book yourself in for a massage, or buy a new book, or pick out an old movie, or go out for a walk, to arrange to meet up with friends, and become more active about organizing get-togethers, so that as you add in more pleasant experiences in your life, and find new satisfactions, and as you meet your emotional needs better, you build up a real resilience against life's everyday challenges, and you feel so much more able to deal with things. And what changes could you make during the day to keep your blood sugar stable to make sure that body gets the minerals and vitamins it needs. To know all is well. And it can keep you healthy. And whatever your diet is, I'd like you to notice what would make your daily habits healthier. To make sure there are regular, healthy amounts of high-quality fuel to keep that body running optimally. Fresh ingredients wherever possible. Fresh vegetables, especially dark green ones. Some fruit. And protein at every meal. To ensure that blood sugar stability. Perhaps a supplement if necessary, because when you really attend to your own nutrition and make sure you get the appropriate nutrients, you might be surprised how those old cravings drop away. Because you're remembering to take good care of yourself. And some people have had great success as they make changes to their evening habits by adopting some very simple changes. Perhaps cleaning their teeth after their evening meal as a clear signal to themselves that they're not to eat after that. Perhaps making a rule that they'll only drink water for the rest of the evening. And it can be most surprising to find that sometimes water is all your body needs, and what you thought was a food craving melts away just minutes after drinking water. Perhaps making sure the house is entirely free of unhealthy snacks, and you don't need to decide exactly what changes you'll be making right now. But you can begin by practicing in your mind, changing that old night eating pattern for good. As you once again bring to mind the experience of being just about to get up and slip into that autopilot binge-eating trance. And as you notice where you are as it's happening, what time of night it is, as you're about to slip into the old pattern, I'd like you to stop. Right there, and in your mind, drift out of your body and across to the other side of the room, and see yourself back over there, about to slip into that old trap, and then I'd like you to watch that you over there begin to retrain themselves, to treat themselves better. Just as a new pet in the house needs to learn what's appropriate and what's not allowed, so human beings, who also have animal instincts, need to train themselves in what's allowed and what isn't. And you can watch that you over there decide to do something different. Perhaps to go and get a glass of water. Perhaps to clean their teeth. Perhaps to make a hot drink or to pick up a book. Whatever you rationally know is appropriate for your life. Good. And you can just experience that process again. From getting an inkling of that old night-eating pattern starting up, bullying you into autopilot mode, and then drifting right out of yourself and watching the expression on your face over there as you snap out of that autopilot trance and do something more healthy and productive. And just what will it be like to be doing that new pattern? To be there in the evening, and before that old night binging pattern gets a chance to begin, you instantly do something else instead. And feel so proud of how well you're doing at staying slim and healthy. As you listen to this session regularly and integrate all these changes into your daily life. And as you prepare to become wide awake in your own time, that's it. You can begin that process by noticing the position of your body and the sensation of the surface you're resting on. You can just reorientate yourself to this present moment, become more aware of any sounds around. That's it. You can just come all the way back now. That's it, right back to the here and now. And as you open up your eyes, you might enjoy a nice stretch and welcome back. Excellent. And the more you relax to this download, the more you'll instinctively find new ways to comfort yourself and nourish your body better. And feel so much more relaxed in the evenings as well. We recommend listening every day for a week at first, or until you start to notice that you're making better, more informed choices in the evening. There are other associated sessions at hypnosisdownloads.com, such as weight loss motivation and TV junk food. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you very much for listening, and the best of luck to you.